Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning, Hattie Ho. It's busy time.
I don't feel too busy. I've got allergies, so I'm a bit sniffly.
Yeah, I know all about that.
I'm nursing myself.
Aw, we'll take care of you.
Will you?
Yeah.
How will you do that?
I'm Armenian, kind of like being Jewish.
That's right, the whole mother thing, mother thing. I get it. So anyway, it's lovely that you come in each week and you spotlight a local non-profit or somebody who's doing good stuff, work around the community, and not so much thinking of themselves.
Oh, yeah, I've got a really good one in here today. I've got my friend, Hans Hagen. Good morning, Hans.
Good morning.
Laguna local Hans, surfer, pro surfer, and champion of the Maui Ola Foundation. And we're talking about boobs today, huh?
That we are.
Yes,
got to save them.
Wait, what? I just thought, all of a sudden, I just got interested in this now.
Jason just woke up.
I just woke up, yeah. I was just not thinking of myself for a second there.
Yeah, I thought that would be a cute, good cue for you. So Maui Ola Foundation this is the third annual Battle for the Breasts event that's going on in...
It's a global event. It lives online at Surfline.
Okay.
So you tune on to, surfline.com, which is normally a surf forecasting site that's also has a ton of media on it. So, yeah, you tune in there and you vote.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll get back to that in a second. And for anybody listening out there, I've posted that on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, so you can check it out. Tell the listeners what Maui Ola stands for.
Maui Ola stands for Breath of Life. It's a Hawaiian name. Which has been the birthplace of surfing. So we brought it back to the roots of surfing.
Great. And you've been involved with this charity for how many years now?
I started as a volunteer in 2009 and jumped on as the director in 2012. So it's been 5 years as the director.
Excellent. And it's the social cause arm of Ambry?
Yeah, Ambry Genetics is a big supporter of us. The founders of Ambry, both Charlie and James Dunlop, are the founders of Maui Ola.
Right.
So it's been part of their community outreach and give back.
Yeah, really great guys. I remember meeting them at the Chevy Metal event at the White House. That was years ago now.
Yeah. They love the community, love the arts, love the ocean. They're both lifelong surfers, so this has been a great fit. Charlie's a physicist and, went into doing diagnostics. So this was a natural way to give back for him. So we're fortunate enough to carry out this mission.
For sure. And I just want to mention that they do such a great job of their social cause efforts as a company. And they're really, for me, a model of how other organizations, for-profit businesses should have their social cause. They're really involved is what I'm trying to say. And they really do care. And it's like pure integrity. And I just think it's amazing. And, other organizations should take a look at what they do and how they do it, because you're so involved. I mean, you're constantly doing great work with Maui Ola. And let's talk about the Battle for the Breasts event. So what does it all entail?
Yeah, it's super exciting. We got the top 16 women surfers in the world from the World Surf League who donate their time, and we pair them up with 16 cancer clinics from across the country. We have about 180 signed up this year, so we do a random picking lottery where we pair them with their clinics, and they go off for 9 months. They're filming throughout the year, so it's basically their highlight reel, and we post it on Surfline. They go surfing, the public votes, and then they get to donate the diagnostic testing vouchers, the BRCA 1 and 2 diagnostic testing vouchers, to the clinics that they're representing. So Ambry was kind enough to donate $125,000 worth of these testings. So the winner gets $50,000 worth of diagnostic testing, which is a great grant and helps raise awareness for early detection and the importance of knowing your family history and trying to catch it early. And that's the key to survival.
For sure. And just note that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so this is all happening during that. Who are some of the surfers that you've got going?
We have Bethany Hamilton, Carissa Moore, world champion, Alana Blanchard. A lot of people might know her. All the way down. I mean, all the best. Tyler Wright, current world champion's a part of it. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so just what do they vote on? What when you go on the Surfline, you watch the videos?
You watch them rip. You know, they go and
then
they
get
like, away.
Go on the one that
like,
you think is the most rad.
Yeah, the most radical, the degree of difficulty, the wave, you know, their the way they link their turns together, all that stuff in a basic criteria. Or you could just like the person.
Yeah.
You know, it is a popularity
contest. I'm sure Bethany probably gets a lot of votes, huh?
Bethany seems to have a lot in her corner because she's just such a champion.
For sure.
Such a hero for doing what she does, living with one arm and surviving a shark attack for one and then still being a world-class surfer. It is a...
Talk about like not letting your circumstances get you down. She's definitely a role model for so many people all over the world. So what else is coming up for Maui Ola?
We're getting ready to finish off our year. We always do in Hawaii. We have a surf.
Can I come?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm all over that. Okay, so yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So we do a cancer day with a children's cancer program where we take them out in the water. We also do a surf day for cystic fibrosis on December 3rd. And then we kind of have our year-end benefit concert at the Turtle Bay Resort. It's called the North Shore Benefit, and it's always a lot of fun. This year we have DJ Falcon from Daft Punk and Mike D from the Beastie Boys coming out, and along with an upstart from Maui, this girl Lily Miola, and some local talent, Paula Fuga, is going to come play as well.
Oh, very cool. And when is that?
December 10th.
Okay. December 10th, North Shore.
North Shore, yeah.
Right on.
If you want to come by a table, come out. It's always a fun night.
Where do people go to check that event out? And also...
We'll actually go live today with ticket sales at mauliola.org.
And spell it for people?
mauliola.org.
And just real quick, the organization helps children with degenerative diseases, correct? And the
genetic disorders.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we
work with hemophilia groups. We work with Global Genes, which is rare, which is all about a bunch of different genetic mutations. Our hallmark project is cystic fibrosis because there's such a pure connection with the healing properties of the salt water and helping them expel mucus and the connection as a pulmonary disease. So.
Very, very good. One more thing I want to talk about real quick. Chad Nelson from Surfrider posted something about when it rains, not to get in the ocean for 72 hours. And I, being a pro surfer, I would love to get your input on that. I talked to James Pribram about this a lot when he's on the show and the health of the ocean after a rain. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, you have to be wary, though. I mean, the street runoff... it's there, especially after, you know, long periods when we don't have rains. It makes you susceptible to all kinds of different, ear infections and things like that. So we've, for Maui Ola's, we've canceled events anytime after a rain due to, compromised immune systems. So without a clean ocean, we can't do it what we do. So last year at Del Mar, unfortunately, we had to cancel event because we had one of our rare Southern California rains. And we took those precautions.
Great. So we're talking to Hans Hagen, who is the director of Maui Ola Foundation. And so Hans, wrapping up, what are you up to these days besides championing Maui Ola? Are you surfing a lot?
I just dropped off my son Lyric at Top of the World, and then I loop back, and then I drop my daughter off at Thurston, and then try to make a couple strong cups of coffee and then, get in the water every day. That's the idea.
Excellent. Yeah. Lyric and my son Mason are in the same class. And it's dodgeball day for anybody in Laguna Beach who's listening. Dodgeball. My son's on the pink puffy unicorn team. So obviously the girls on the team named the team, and he's wearing a pink tutu. So it's a very much a character building day for Mason. And it's busy, fun time here in Laguna Beach. Big, lot of fundraisers going on. And so Hans, it's always great to have you on and to talk about Maui Ola. It's one of my favorite organizations. And we'll have you back sometime when we're not talking about boobs. And thank you very much for being on the show. And anything else?
No, just thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great.
It's great to be here.
And for anybody that's got any other great people, nonprofit, social cause that you'd like me to interview, go into the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and let me know all about it. And I also want to mention that I am a guest host of Deep Cuts this Thursday and next Thursday. It's the Grateful Dead special 50th anniversary month. And I'm going to have incredible guests, including Jay Blakesberg and Rob Bleetstein and Dennis McNally and a couple of super fans on my show. So check in 6 to 8 on this Thursday and next Thursday. Thanks for listening. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.